Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, what do you want me to talk about?
Okay.
Or what do you want to tell me about?
Snow Cone said he told you a little bit about this. This is one of those things where it's a rumor.
Okay.
There's a rumor. Heard it from a friend who
heard it from a friend.
Who heard it from a friend. Yeah, got to make some sort of classic rock reference once a day on the show. So, do you know what I'm talking about now? Did Snowcone says maybe he told you a little bit about this earlier?
No, I didn't tell him much.
Oh, okay. You didn't tell him much.
No.
So, last night I'm being told, and again, this is like fourth-hand information. I'm being told
I talked to your source today, too, from this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. She was texting me.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, I hear from, you know, this fourth, fifth, sixth-hand information that, hey, you know, I heard that someone was having a discussion about your program. And I said, okay. And she said, you know, and that it was a group of people that were complaining about it.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, no. What were they saying? Well, you know, that they're problematic, which I have no idea what that means. But I meant to look
problem?
It up. Right. Yeah, probably just a problem, like a problem for the company. Problem,
yeah.
Hard to make. Yeah. So that and what else did
problematic
I say?
Maybe, seems like something that was somebody that we work with.
Right.
Would
right.
say we're problematic.
Right. I think young people say it a lot, like, you know, that movie is
problematic. Oh, I see, because it's not woke.
Yes.
Got it.
That sort of problematic.
Got it. I get it. Okay, yeah.
So that...
Sure. Toxic.
And toxic was a word I heard used. And I said, oh, and so my initial response was, well, that's good that people are talking about us,
sure.
right? I don't know these people, but that's good. And then I was told again by this very, very third, fourth, fifth hand source, well, you may know one of the people.
Mm-mm.
And I said, okay. And then my source says, I don't know their name, but they claim to have a connection to you that they, in some ways, work with you. Okay?
Well, they work with
but
us
they
and
don't work for the company. So I don't want to, because I don't want to get this person in trouble because I don't have any evidence. And what I'm hearing is so far removed from the original source material. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that's why I bring it to you.
Okay.
Because the timing is a little suspicious, as Snowcone pointed out. He thinks that the timing is everything. But supposedly, and this
now,
is
who's this person telling you this?
Can I leave them anonymous, too?
Okay, but do we know them well?
Yeah, you know this person. Yeah,
okay.
Someone not related to work. Okay,
okay.
Someone in my circle.
Uh-huh.
So,
have you had sex with them?
No, I have not.
Okay.
So this person says...
Narrows it down.
This person says...
Has Laszlo.
No, Laszlo is not.
Not yet.
So this person says that...
Well, I thought you meant me and Slim had sex. I was like, that took me out of the conversation when he said no.
This person says, my source says, well, that one of the people that was supposedly a part of this conversation... you know, sort of works for you in a way. And again, I don't want to say what that is because I don't want to give it away. And I said, oh, really? And so my source told me what that work involved. And I said, okay, I guess we might sort of indirectly work with someone who does that, right? Like I can think of someone. So then I said, well, what is the person's name? And this is where it gets even, you know, a little bit foggier because it's all about that reaction in the moment. I said, what is this person's name? And the source says, I can't tell you the name, but if you said it, I would remember it.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair.
So then I said,
fun game.
Right. So then I said, okay, let me give a name. But here's the other thing. Now it's all about the reaction when I do give the name, right? So I said, what about this name? And my source says, wait, what was it? And so I said it slower, second time. And my source said, and saying it to themselves now. And then it was one more time. What's the last name? First and last name, which I'd been saying each time.
Okay.
I said it again. And my source said, yeah, yep, that's the person. I was like, boy, that's not a whole lot to go on.
She's more sure of it today.
Today, she's totally sure of it, right? Today, she's absolutely sure of it. She's certain of it. You know, no, I'm positive. And I'm like, okay, well, right. But is it just because you could tell, you could sense a little bit that I wasn't so sure about this? And also, even if you're sure of the name, this information about what this person is alleged to have said is, it's all dependent on a bunch of people playing a game of telephone. And some of these people I don't know at all.
What do they say? That we're problematic?
That we're problematic, that they don't like us, and that, you know, that they hate that in any capacity they have to, you know, work with us at times.
Okay.
So I bring this. Fair. I bring this to you because my initial response was my girlfriend looks at me and she says, "Well, what are you going to do?" I said, "Well, I think it's great that people are, that's awesome. People are talking about us, right? Someone's still. Oh, and they compared us to Howard Stern.
That's perfect.
I guess in a bad way, but still. So I was like, "Well, that's great. People are talking about us.
Sure.
You know, when they're doing other things.
But you gotta. Right? It's hard to say without saying what the person does.
Right, but no, but I'm saying that in general, if there's a group of people and they say that it comes up,
yeah.
Because the way that it was related to me originally is that we came first and then the person said, "Oh, well, I know those people." Now, it could have been the other way around.
Okay.
And that could have been clarified by now.
Okay, sure.
That was
okay.
The way I understood originally. If it had
this
been.
This is very confusing.
Right.
It is.
So look, there's someone
so
who kind
vague.
Of works for us, right?
Right.
Right. And they tell. And they
when they were talking with their friends
and said that
and they
don't
said
like
they
us.
Don't like working for us right. Because we're problematic. They don't yes. agree with us politically, it's philosophically,
something,
religiously.
All of it.
I don't
yeah.
know. Right.
Right. So I bring this to you because Laszlo.
So who cares?
Thank you. Okay. Thank
well,
you.
But can we say what this person does?
Sure.
I mean,
why not?
That's a big part of it. Well, I'm working with them to design our new shirts.
Oh.
Well, and the person that's designing our shirts saying we're toxic and problematic.
Hey, send a shirt that says Church of Laszlo, toxic and problematic.
Ooh,
there you go.
That's
perfect.
How you fix this. So now they know you know.
You'd
be
I
like, hey, I got a new
out.
Idea for a shirt. It's just called, I just wanted to say toxic and problematic. That's it.
Love it.
And then we'll sell them.
Love it.
Perfect. See,
man,
this is
perfect.
Why we bring
right,
to Laszlo.
Julia, huh? Right? That's
just- yeah, my brain just like instantly went to putting your face on Britney Spears in the toxic music video and then like having that.
Oh,
also,
yeah. Like
subliminally.
In the airplane with the cart
yes.
and the
yes.
hat on, the hat mm-hmm. on and everything. I do
yeah.
really like that. The little, I guess you can't say stewardess. That's problematic. Flight attendant
mm-hmm.
Hat.
Waitress
right?
in the sky.
Yeah, waitress in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eye candy, air eye candy.
Oh my God.
It's a joke.
That's, because we're being toxic
I'm
and
trying
problematic.
To, right, play up because you know that's what apparently this person thinks.
And have you seen a stewardess lately?
Right, obviously
it ain't eye candy.
Obviously a joke.
I know you're joking, but it's like making my skin crawl.
So then, good, Laszlo, you are.
So send that shirt now and yeah. see how they respond. Be like, yeah. hey, we got a different design. We just wanted to say, you know, actually, we don't even want. It doesn't have to have the Church of Laszlo on. Just talk. Well, yeah.
Yeah, Church of Laszlo.
Church of Laszlo, toxic and problematic.
Yeah. Yep, and that's it. And then we just never have to mention it again, right?
That's it.
I think that's beautiful.
That is
beautiful.
A great solution.
Thank you,
well, thank
Godfather.
You.
Appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
The Church of Laszlo. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.